are 22 spans going from the coast of Canada to the coast of the United States, and that's at the inlet of the Niagara River.
The final three floating sections were installed Monday. Civil engineer technician James Scungio is with the Army Corps. He tells WBFO News windy weather along Lake Erie held up this year's installation.
Wave action, and it's just not conducive to putting in the boom while we have high waves and high winds.
The ice boom protects the New York Power Authority's hydroelectric intakes, but it also prevents land flooding and ice jamming along the Niagara River. Even though Lake Erie remains wide open from ice this year due to a mild winter, the boom is ready for any changes. It's scheduled to be removed April 1st, but with our long winters, ice surveys are conducted over the lake and river span to determine when the time is right for removal. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.